That means we do. Come on. God's not playing charades. He's not living in total darkness and mystery. He's revealed through His Son. Jesus on the earth in the flesh is the ta-da of God. And He said, when you see me, you have already seen the Father. I like it. He doesn't call us servants. He calls us friends. Why? Because a servant doesn't know what his master's doing. That means a friend does. Now watch this. He says, study and show yourself approved. There's something we all have got to do. We've got to honor this as the Word of God. Accept it and embrace it and let it become who we are. Not quote it and know what it says. Become it. Faith without works is dead. If you hear and do, not hear and rationalize, not hear and intellectualize, not hear and memorize, if you hear and do, sometimes you just don't even understand, but you know, thus says the Lord, and you say, okay. I've said things to people and walked up to people and I've done things and I thought, God, if this isn't you, I'm finished. You can't understand sometimes, but you walk in love, you stay in His presence, and love releases truth in your life. Faith works through love. All things come through love. Amen? Gosh, so the Word of God is huge. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word. He holds all things together by the word of His power. God and His word are one. It's powerful. Here's what we've done, folks. We've taken life as it comes. We've almost assumed that everything happens is somehow orchestrated by God. And we've defined God through life and our experiences at the cost of His word. And we say, because this happened, God must be this. And because this happened, God must be this. The Bible says we're being destroyed for the lack of our knowledge. The power of life and death is in the tongue. God can will life and we can continue to speak death. But yet God wills life and you speak death and you reap what you sow. Because God gave man an authority on the earth and He told man to subdue the earth, never to be subdued by it. We're waiting for God to move and God's waiting for us to move in the authority and the accomplishment of what He's done through Jesus Christ. This is true. It's so scriptural. It's incredible. It's not arrogant. It's not presumptuous. It's not pomptuous. It's my birthright. Confidence isn't pride. This is the confidence I have. If I pray according to His will, yay, right? I know He hears me and I have the thing. Don't throw away your confidence, Hebrews 10:36 or 5. Don't throw away your confidence. It has great reward. For you have need of endurance so that after the will of God is done, you receive the promise.